Hello, San Francisco. My name is Richie Greenberg, host of the What Would Richie Greenberg Do as Mayor podcast. Welcome to episode 2 of What Would Richie Greenberg Do as Mayor, the podcast. A quick recap from episode 1, you were introduced to me, yours truly, Richie Greenberg, and I moved here to San Francisco 22 years ago. I've experienced the multiple cycles, the boom-bust roller coaster. In 2018, I ran for mayor of San Francisco along with well-known politicians such as London Breed, Jane Kim, Mark Leno, Angela Eliotto, and though I didn't win, I have remained active in political issues, advocacy, ballot measures, and of course the Chesa Boudin recall, and opposition to the reparations plan. If you didn't listen to episode 1, please go listen there first. So here we are. It's 2024, and campaign season is solidly underway, with the deadline for mayoral candidates to file the required forms and documents and pay all the filing fees. It's this coming June, June 11th. A few prominent names have already made themselves known, and current incumbent mayor London Breed is running for re-election in a tough battle as she's polling low, and she's exhibiting frustration now that voters disapprove of her administration. So this is episode 2, and I've been asked to talk about what my top priorities are if I would run and win this year's mayoral race this November. What would I do? What are my top priorities? Well, there's just so much to think about. There's a long list of all the issues that we face here in San Francisco, but the issues, they vary depending on who you ask and what neighborhood. But my answer, though, it's straightforward, but it's actually quite complex. I know people just want an easy explanation, an easy answer, simple answer, but the reality is that here in San Francisco, issues are very intertwined. They're heavily influenced by many aspects of what's happening with governance in City Hall. This podcast series of mine will delve into those interrelated details in later episodes. But for now, what would I do as mayor? My top two priorities are public safety and the budget. Public safety encompasses a whole range of aspects, from law enforcement to firefighting to emergency medical professionals and more. Public safety has been defined as a core of a functioning and productive society and necessary to attract and retain a competitive workforce. I not only support our police department and the extremely hard work that they do under oppressive oversight commissions, I would demand restoration to the nearly 2,000 officers that we were supposed to have over the years, but I would also fund and give them the latest technology, newer vehicles, and equipment. I would demand resignation and removal of members of the police commission. That's one of the oversight committees, oversight panels of the police department. I would demand resignation and removal of members of the commission. I also equally support the sheriff's department. They're often overlooked. They're often misunderstood what their role is. But, you know, they guard City Hall. They guard the courtrooms and the jails, and they have been underfunded. So we also, as you know, we've lived under a radical district attorney at one point, Chesa Boudin, from January 2020 to July of 2022. He imposed a horribly anti-public safety, anti-law enforcement, anti-law-abiding citizen agenda that is still showing its detrimental effects lasting through today, even with him being thrown out nearly 2 years ago from office. He was, or should I say he still is, a horribly misguided, sick individual that should never have been anywhere near the offices of district attorney. He should never have been permitted to control law enforcement nor the offices of public safety and criminal justice. He should never be allowed to do this ever again. His policies decimated the police department's morale and encouraged and motivated his allies to act against the best interest of hardworking taxpayers and the law-abiding San Franciscans. That's why we threw him out of office. But current Mayor Breed, though she's often referred to as a moderate Democrat, she acted like the leftist radicals, and she defunded the police department back in 2020 to the amount of $120 million. Breed had no reason to do this. San Francisco is not Minneapolis, and the George Floyd tragedy did not occur here. Our police department is not the Minneapolis police department. London Breed, unjustified, radically, she set in motion the scapegoating of law enforcement here in San Francisco. She vilified our front line of protection of life and property. Mayor Breed cannot be forgiven, nor shall we forget. Again, I will realign funding to the SFPD and the sheriff's departments for hiring of personnel, for training, for recruiting with bonuses and paying for academies, for new technology, new equipment, and patrol cars. Also, we need to think about tasers and non-lethal alternatives. They must be a regular part of the equipment of San Francisco Police Department that would have available to them in any situation. Public safety includes being secure in our homes, when out on the street, when shopping at stores or in parks, eating at restaurants, and commuting on public transportation like BART and Muni. Public safety includes patrolling, emergency services and response, as well as overall response to crimes, to fire, and natural disasters. I believe the current reliance on community ambassadors only has limited application, and we need to focus much more on law enforcement. This means I would cut back on the use of ambassadors. Criminals are preying on San Franciscans in a more and more bolder manner, more heavily armed, more violent, and we need our police officers to be able to meet that challenge. Having more officers walking the beat or more officers available to patrol our streets has a benefit through traffic stops, stopping moving violations, which directly affects street safety and other vehicles on the road and pedestrians and bicyclists, tents blocking sidewalks, forcing pedestrians and bicyclists into the street is a public safety issue. We need more cops on the streets, period. San Franciscans complain incessantly about unsafe neighborhoods and streets, so we can make a big difference by having deterrence and monitoring by actual sworn officers, police officers with real enforcement abilities, investigative and arrest powers, not to merely observe, but to enforce, and quickly. Community ambassadors are not the answer and cannot be relied upon to deter crime. I believe we need to ensure a jail in San Francisco exists. Believe it or not, there's a movement to close and eliminate jails altogether. Well, that movement is misguided and is completely unacceptable. We cannot pretend our city can be free of criminals and the answer is to just not prosecute. It was tried and it failed miserably, much to our city's detriment. I will ensure resources, funding to jails, that funding remains. And as I said before, we need sheriff's department deputies supported as well. Some people have the radical idea that a bad apple in the police department means the entire concept of policing and a police department must be disbanded and removed. Well, this is idiotic. It's revolutionary-minded and unserious. We do have bad school teachers who were then exposed and disciplined. Does this mean the entire concept of school teaching must be defunded and disbanded? If a plumber makes an error in repairing the pipes, are plumbers banned? If a dentist is found unscrupulous, does the city ban dentists? Of course not. I will tell any activists who demand defunding and abolishing the police department, they need to get a grip on how insane their view is. And in the grand scheme of public safety, I will not support anarchy. I mentioned the police commission earlier. For those of you who aren't aware, the police commission is a 7-member panel of individuals appointed by the mayor and board of supervisors, and that commission has oversight and disciplinary powers over our San Francisco Police Department. But there's also a Department of Police Accountability, which is charged with investigating accusations that are levied against a police officer by the public. I find the existence of the police commission in its current form to be extremely troubling, as their powers are overtaken now by the radical members of the Board of Supervisors, which control the approval process of appointments to that police commission. It's a process that's too influenced by a radical anti-cop agenda, and it's aligned with our ousted DA Chester Bodine's ideology. As mayor, not only would I review and address the many rules that have been placed upon the SFPD, whether they're lawful or not under California state law, I will have them challenged and canceled. And further, the powers and policies of the police commission can be challenged and changed and restricted, and that's what I intend to do as mayor. Anti-cop, anti-law-abiding panels of commissioners cannot continue to detrimentally affect the citizens of San Francisco as they have just because they have a gripe with cops or they have an affinity to defunding the police departments. They abuse their power to the detriment of us San Franciscans. The police commission has bullied San Francisco police officers and the department. They've passed jaw-droppingly ridiculous rules like not allowing police officers to pursue fleeing criminals from the scene of the crime, or officers cannot pull over cars missing license plates. These are examples of what they call pretextual stops, and are at times they're falsely labeled to be racially biased. This is false. There are mountains of excuses that the commission members make for why they oppose law enforcement. And with every detrimental decision and rule they make our streets actually less safe. They make the job of the police officers more difficult. They damage public safety, our communities, our retail shops and cafes, public transportation, public gatherings become much less secure. My focus will be squarely on reforming the police commission itself. In case you didn't know, several members of the police commission today are very active on social media, and they have been found to regularly insult and berate law-abiding citizens when they themselves are criticized. The commissioners are empowered to effectively cripple our city's law enforcement. They should not be emboldened to bully, chastise, berate, or insult the public. I want that to be absolutely clear. The police commission is in dire need of reform. We must turn the whole public safety issue around. We need to build trust, community relationships, and security between our city's citizens, our homes, our businesses, our cars, our well-being, our lives, our city's shopping centers, tourism, conventions are all affected by Mayor Breed's inconceivably terrible decision. There is no such thing as victimless crimes. So in summary, I support returning the San Francisco Police Department to 2,000 officers, prioritizing funding to return those 2,000 plus updating equipment, technology, patrol cars. I also support the San Francisco Sheriff's Department, who need to increase their staff by 50%. They need 300 more deputies. I will remove members of the police commission, and I will work to reform the commission itself. the commission cannot continue to operate as it does today. I oppose the rules banning pretextual stops, which are falsely labeled as racially motivated. I support continued county jail operations and renovations and building of a new jail if warranted. So by regaining control of the law and order in San Francisco, and only then, can we expect a slow return of retail, of cafes, of offices, conventions, and confidence.